You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Onsaltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of Mobile Groove, bringing you, as always, every 2 weeks, Reimagine Growth, a mini-series on retention marketing powered by CleverTap, which is headquartered in Mountain View, California, with offices in Mumbai, Singapore, and Dubai. CleverTap empowers digital consumer brands to increase customer retention and lifetime value. And that's why we use this episode to bring you tips and advice for marketers who rely on CleverTap to achieve their retention and engagement goals. Today we're looking at dating apps. They have transformed matchmaking. And of course, the pandemic has further changed how we use them to get to know that special someone. Little wonder, of course, that user spend on apps is rising through the roof. It's set to surpass $8.4 billion by 2024. Of course, more activity means more competition. And marketers who understand and segment their audience best will win users and loyalty for the long haul. We're going to be talking about that because today my guest is the founder and CEO of a dating app that has become a top-ranked app for all the right reasons. It's got friendly features, user-friendly features, but it's also female-centric, which isn't often the case. Super effective segmentation, and above all, an authentic non-swiping experience. This is reflected in the name, which I think is pretty cool. It's HUD, which stands for Honest Upfront Dating. It's a casual dating app on a mission to provide, and I quote, an alternative, inclusive, and empowered commitment-free dating experience. It counts 11 million users globally, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Today, my guest is the founder and CEO of a dating app that has become a top-ranked app for all the right reasons. It has friendly features, user-friendly features. It's also female-centric, which is not often the case. We're going to be talking about that. He has effective segmentation, allowing him to target his users and an authentic non-swiping experience. This is reflected in the name HUD, which stands for Honest Upfront Dating. Pretty cool. And this casual app is on a mission, ticking all the right boxes to provide an alternative, inclusive, and empowered commitment-free dating experience. Edward Chen, welcome to Mobile Presence. Great to have you here.
Thank you. Well, thanks for having me, Peggy. Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, you are based in Auckland, and your app has 11 million users and counting globally in US, UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, of course, where you're based. Great concept for an app, Edward. Do you want to tell us a little bit about where the idea came from?
Yeah, the idea didn't come from like an epiphany or anything that I had. It was simply a gap in the market that I saw for a sex-positive, honest, casual dating app. If we trace back to 2015, which is like 7 years ago now, there weren't many or any dating apps that purely focused on being commitment-free, female-friendly, and sex-positive. So that made it a lot easier for us to launch the app. And thanks to our clear messaging and the app name, which stands for Honest Upfront Dating, as we are very honest and transparent about the app being a casual dating app. And by doing so, we're building a unique niche group of like-minded users that you can't really find in other dating apps. They're all here for the same purpose, unlike users in other apps that you're not exactly sure what they're looking for. But with Hut, everyone's been upfront about it. So as you would expect, the app quickly took off for those reasons, and here we are.
The women-centric angle is a pretty smart move, especially since most dating apps are male-centric. What are the features, the user experience that makes HUD stand out, and what maybe sets a new standard even around dating apps?
Yeah, now, creating a dating app creates space for users to have vulnerable experiences. We're basically fostering dating, sex, romance, and allowing our users to form intimate relationships. These experiences are especially vulnerable for women, so they need to feel safe in that environment. So for instance, with our video chat system, both users' cameras are initially blurred by default when the video call begins. Mm-hmm. This allows users to talk and get to know each other in a way that both users feel safe and comfortable. And only when both users are ready, they can then unblur the cameras to see each other. And by creating this layer of safety in these experiences, helps our female users feel safe, secure, and comfortable while using our app. And I think this level of comfort and safety should be the baseline standard for all dating apps.
So, Edward, it's clear that your app has a different type of experience, but what's outstanding in a way is the focus on safety. You don't see that very often. And it's, you know, it's woman-centric, it's woman-friendly is what I want to say here. Tell me a little bit about how you make that possible.
Yep. So one of the features that I mentioned before is the video chat system that the cameras were blurred initially. That's one of the safety features. And the other feature is chat request. So a male user cannot send a message directly to a female user unless the female user has already accepted the chat request. So all messages needs to be accepted first. And once it's been accepted, you cannot just send any random images. Photo sending also has to be accepted first. So you can imagine that dick pics cannot be sent. The photo sending has to be accepted first. And then we have a great moderation team working 24/7 around the clock. Any users being reported will respond to that straight away.
I'm just thinking about the experience, a great user experience that I can get to know somebody before I actually decide, you know, are we going to get to know each other better? Are we going to allow our cameras to show what we look like and continue this conversation? What's the response that you've had to this user experience?
Yeah, the response was phenomenal. The uptake of this system was massive, and it has worked really well for our app and our users.
So we talk about a great product is a must. That's a given. And you've been thinking about your user experience, obviously. But also effective marketing is a must. And unlike many, I was doing some homework here. And, you know, you have a very broad marketing mix. It starts with everything from billboards and goes to online. Tell me about that channel mix. What is working best for you?
Billboards have been really exciting channel for us over the years, getting to push the boat out with how we communicate on a large scale like that. But aside from billboards, events were a major channel for us. We have sponsored and participated in events all over the States, Australia and New Zealand. But that was all before COVID, though. Online channels have been equally both challenging and rewarding. Due to the type of app HUD is, being a casual dating app, we have limited options on where we could advertise. So in order to get around this, we experiment with as many different channels as possible. Throughout the years, we have tried a number of different app platforms. But so far, I would say that Apple Search Ads has still proven to be the best online channel for us when it comes to user acquisition.
So you shared some of the channels that work best for you, Apple Search Ads being one of them. We have other possibilities. There could be social, there could be influencer. Is there a surprise in that mix for you?
Yeah. We have sponsored quite a few events over the past few years, including music festivals and Mardi Gras LGBTQ festival in Sydney, Australia. And I would say that music festival works probably the best for us. We sponsored this. It's probably one of the biggest festival in New Zealand called Rhythm and Vine. When the festival it's been held, our sort of download just went through the roof with that sponsorship. So that has worked really well for us. So we are sort of looking into the next festival, ideally in the States this time. And that's one of the things that we did that surprised us.
That is interesting because you wouldn't imagine necessarily a music festival. I can see it, you know, you have to share interests. That sparks an interest in dating, music, love of music, and a common interest there. You have the events. Are there any other partnerships, any sort of like brand partnerships? Because, of course, love is universal, can go with a lot of different marketing approaches. Is there anything you're pursuing there?
Yes, we have done a number of influencer campaigns, mostly on Instagram. Those have particularly worked well for us as well. So I think that's something that we would look at doing again.
And so you have achieved impressive scale, as I said, 11 million users, fast growth, high ranks in App Store listings as well. What are you doing to maintain the momentum? We talked about the music festivals. We talked about a mix of channels. But is there something that stands out for you as a way to maintain the momentum and maybe power the growth?
Yeah, I think the dating industry, it's changing all the time, which means that we have to operate our marketing strategy in the always-on agile fashion, ensuring that we have an active presence across as many channels as possible. It's part of this strategy. We are actually in the process of launching our first podcast, which is a completely new channel for us. Always working to find new and better ways to communicate our key messages with both our old and new users is our top priority. Yeah, so this HUD podcast will start this week, and my marketing manager, Michaela, will be the host for this podcast. And I think they will mainly...
Hey, that is great.
They will mainly
be... I love
it.
You're on my podcast. We'll come over to your podcast. What's the podcast going to be like, Edward? I'm just curious, you know, because is it going to be content around dating? Or give us a little sneak peek.
Yeah, they will be mainly talking about... women in the dating space, safety, sex positivity, things like that. Yeah.
And it makes sense. You can have that as you're seeing that as marketing because of the opportunities in audio, or also to get into maybe voice and voice activation. What's the idea behind the podcast?
This is actually completely new for us. And this idea came from my marketing manager, Michaela. So she thinks that this is something that we should explore into because podcast is getting really popular. And this is just a new way to communicate our messages to our users.
Well, that is interesting. You've given us a look at the kinds of marketing and channels that you're exploring. We do have to go to break right now.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Edward, but we do want to come back, of course, and we'll talk a little bit more about how you are architecting your marketing strategy. So don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back after the break.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message.
And welcome back to Mobile Presence. And of course, we have today Edward Chen, founder and CEO of HUD. And that stands for Honest Upfront Dating. And before the break, we were talking about your app, what made you successful with that app. But now to look at marketing, you know, it's more than filling the funnel. It's about driving deep engagement. And in your case, for your business model, converting to subscriptions, tell me a little bit about the role segmentation plays here.
Yep. There are a range of reasons why a user may choose to download our app, or any dating apps for that matter. It's not as black and white as people see it. One of the core functions of our app is to give our users exactly the kind of dating experience they're looking for at any moment in time. Whether that is a one-night stand or a casual friends with benefits situation or just a long-distance flirt. So in order to provide that unique experience to our users, we need to understand them. And segmentation plays a massive important role here as it allows us to engage and consistently re-engage our users based on their needs and behaviors.
So segmentation has many different flavors, many different approaches. Tell me a little bit more about your approach and also what you've achieved as a result.
So using CleverTap to segment our users has been extremely beneficial. We gather as many data points about our user behavior from within our app, and CleverTap allows us to harness the information and use it to create campaigns that keep our users engaged. As a result, we've been able to optimize and maintain a high engagement and retention rate from our users. So yeah, it's been extremely helpful.
And can you give me a range for what you're achieving in retention and engagement? Because you say it is beneficial. How beneficial?
In the last quarter, for example, we've seen a 20% increase in retention with both old and new users. And also in new users converting to pay subscription within the first week of use within the app. So those are excellent results we're seeing.
I was just going to say, I was thinking, because this is a subscription, this is a commitment, this is a recurring cost. So you've talked about what you have achieved as a result by using segmentation. Now let's take a look at the journey and how you get the users into that journey. It's lifecycle marketing. You craft a journey. What works? What are you doing to drive engagement and retention in that journey?
The first step in crafting the journey to engagement And retention is having a deep understanding of the journey of our users take within our app. So through CleverTap's data analysis tools, we are able to gain a pretty clear understanding of what steps our users take once they've finished the sign-up process. We then use this information to determine the most effective funnel to ensure a high subscription rate. So from there, we create a range of unique push notification campaigns that guide our users through the most ideal journey.
So it pays clearly, is what I'm hearing, to be smart in your segmentation. I mean, look at your numbers, you know, 20% increase in retention, 1 week to sign up for a subscription. What's your biggest learning from your segmentation approach and your strategy so far?
I would say it's definitely not to be stagnant. As I mentioned, our user behavior is always changing. They are not just affected by whether the user is in a relationship or not. They are actually affected by season changing, world events, pandemic, dating trends, access to new features. So the worst thing for us to do is set and forget our campaigns. So therefore, constant optimization and revisiting strategy is the best chance at success, I would say.
Mm-hmm. So constant testing, and you've done a lot of testing to optimize each individual journey. What are some of the best practices that you can share?
Now, the difference and effect that a single phrase or word or even an emoji could make to a campaign would probably shock some people. The team at CleverTap often does this kind of reporting for us. They provide us with insights as to which words or emojis are connected to the best and worst performing campaigns. We then use this data, amongst other data points, such as open ratio, to continuously optimize the way we communicate with our users to ensure we keep things as personal, relevant, and aligned as possible.
I have to ask you now, Edward, you have me so curious. I'm trying to imagine, you know, what a killer emoji is or an amazing phrase or an emoji that doesn't work at all. Can you share any of the specifics here? I mean, obviously it's going to be different and changing, but maybe there's something you've discovered that you can share with marketers.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listening in.
Yeah, well, I'll say to our demographic, because they are all pretty much young demographic from 18 to 25. That's our main demographic. We have found that emojis talk especially well to these young people. We have used different numbers of different emojis in our screenshots, and we have found that using the eggplant emoji works the best for us so far.
Okay.
Yes, and emojis just work so well for our app.
And you're also moving users to a subscription, you know, and you're moving them for a free trial, saying, here, try it out, and then get them to go to the subscription. And as you said, you've cut the time for that as well. What are you doing to encourage this?
This is a multi-step process. Well, first of all, we have to create and maintain the best product possible, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how good the segmentation is, how well the funnels and campaigns are constructed, if the product isn't good enough. But we have confidence that our product and subscription offering does a lot of the work for us already. Effective and optimized push campaigns help our users to get the most out of their free trials. We use personalized push campaigns to encourage users to try out every pay feature that is relevant to their needs before the trial ends. Once the trial ends, if a user hasn't converted already, we use a combination of retention tactics and excitement tactics to remind users that they are missing out a lot on those pay features. Now, it's crucial that genuine excitement is built up around pay features without devaluing.
I want to take a step back for a moment, Edward, and look at your company and where you are now. What would you say is a key ingredient in your recipe for just creating such a successful dating app?
There will be multiple ingredients, I would say. It's never just one thing. I think the timing has to be right. Seeing and finding the gap in the market, fulfilling that market with the right product, with clear messaging, just being honest about what it is, which should be reflected in all your metadata, including the app screenshots, name, description. Once you got it to product market fit, then it's all about continuous improvement by listening to your users and making it sustainable by using the right user acquisition platform. And the hardest part is actually building the brand. So there's no one easy, quick step. It will just take time.
Well, certainly part of it, I think, is the brand itself. I mean, the name. The name says it all. That's ingenious. That was your idea, by the way?
That was, Edward? That was, yeah.
I mean, it does what it says, right? It's honest, upfront dating. That's what it's going to be. In every show here, we focus on retention, and we always leave our audience with one piece of advice, your golden rule to grow retention. What's your golden rule, Edward?
This might sound simple and obvious, but my biggest piece of advice is knowing your users and really get to know them, their wants, their needs, their behavior. Knowing on a deep and meaningful level how your users behave and how they make decisions is probably the only way to retain them effectively. And that is what we've been doing throughout the years, just continuously improving our product based on user feedback, making sure that every user experience is a positive one, taking notes on what the users don't like, what they want, and so on, is the only way to move forward and improving your product.
And collecting that feedback, as you said yourself, and I mean, you will be having soon a podcast, you know, another way to connect with your audience, another way to understand what they like, what they don't like, get their feedback, get their feelings, make sense as a blueprint. Thanks for sharing this with me today, Edward.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
And of course, my pleasure too. And of course, sometimes, you know, people do want to stay in touch. They might even just want to check out the app, of course. What's the best way to stay in touch with you maybe, or find out more about what's going on over at HUD? New features? I mean, look at that. You got a podcast. There's plenty to keep up with. What's the best way?
Just go on the website, hudapp.com, or our Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Instagram's a big one then. Well, we'll have those in the show notes. So again, Edward, thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
And of course, Edward has shared his journey and to help marketers and organizations drive customer connection and results for their own businesses. CleverTap has curated the latest presentations from its CleverTap quarterly event featuring experts, customers, hands-on product demos. So tune into the playlist over on YouTube and learn from the best. And of course, be sure to mark your calendar for the next CleverTap quarterly coming on August 14. It explores how major brands are growing revenues and retention through hyper-personalization. So you don't want to miss it. Visit clevertap.com for details. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week, find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, you can email me, Peggy, peggy@mobilegroove.com. You can also check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence, so you can listen in on the move, and you can also check out the video because it is powered by the Groove over on YouTube. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.